And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we get ready to enjoy this Easter Sunday. The Giants go for the sweep of the Cleveland Guardians as they've taken the first two games of the series. And the Giants are playing good baseball right now. They win last night 4-2 over Cleveland. Leon gets the win. The Giants now are 2-0 on the road trip. And as I say, they go for the sweep of the Guardians today. The Giants playing decent baseball. They got a big hit last night from Brandon Belt that turned a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 Giants lead. They added on late in the game some of those runs thrown in that Tim Flannery likes to talk about, and the Giants ended up winning the game 4-2. Giants used six pitchers last night, and DeSclafani went 4 1/3. Then the bullpen came in 4 2/3, three hits, no runs, three walks and three strikeouts, and Gabe Kapler is using that bullpen really well against just about every opponent we've seen. The Giants are 6-2. The Dodgers won last night over Cincinnati and beat Hunter Green. Good game for Urias last night after his first dud in the first one that he threw. And Colorado keeps winning as they beat the Cubs last night 9-6. So the Western Division, the Padres lost yesterday to Atlanta. And of course, Arizona beat the Mets, and the Giants go into New York to take on the Mets for four games starting tomorrow. So the division on this Sunday, as we like to always take a look at things, it's the Giants 6-2, the Dodgers 6-2, and the Rockies are 6-2. So that's how play stands as we go into some action today. Some of the numbers about the Giants, and I think some of this is really explanatory of how the Giants have done so far. In Major League Baseball, of the 30 teams, the Giants are second in ERA, 2.34 to the New York Yankees. In WHIP, this is walks, hits to innings pitched. These are putting runners on base, you know, when you're going to be in trouble. 1.08, and they are fifth in Major League Baseball. In saves, they're fourth, and they do have four. Now, batting average for the Giants, 227, on base 308, and slugging 385. That's a 693 OPS, and that is 13th in baseball. So if you had one thing to say about the Giants, they're not hitting the cover off the ball yet, and they're not getting on base enough right now. But their batting average against sixth in Major League Baseball at 211. So the pitching has just been absolutely, absolutely off the charts. So they go for the win today and the sweep of the Guardians. Going to the hill today for the Giants is Alex Wood, 31 years old, 63-48 lifetime. His first game against San Diego was pretty good. 4 1/3, five hits, two runs, a homer, one walk, and six strikeouts. In his career, he is 5 1/3 innings away from pitching 1,000 innings in Major League Baseball. And that's an accomplishment. 941 strikeouts as he gets close to that 1,000 mark. For Alex Wood in 2022, lefties in a short sample, of course, 1-for-6. And righties are 4-for-12. Runners in scoring position, which he's done so well, 1-for-6. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 1-for-3. First time through the lineup, 1-for-8. Second time, 3-for-8. And the third time, 1-for-2. And looking at the Cleveland against Alex Wood, Hedges 1-for-8. Reyes 0-for-1. He can hit a fastball. Rosario 2-for-5. Miles Straw, he can fly, 0-for-1. So essentially, they're about 3-for-15 against Alex Wood. On the other side, very quickly, it is Aaron Civale going. He's 6'2", 215. He was a third-round pick out of Northeastern, and he can give up some home runs. And I'm just going to tell you that. Career, 259 innings pitched, 38 home runs given up. Last year, 124 innings pitched for him, and he gave up 23 home runs there. So maybe the Giants can get those bats flying a little bit today as they take on Aaron Civale and try to sweep the Cleveland Guardians and keep this good start of the early season going. All right, we have our Original Joe's contest going at Baseball Marty. Guess the score of today's game, dinner for two at Original Joe's. and Raf breaks all ties. All right, coming up, the professor, the assistant to the director of player development, and he is the professor. It is Sunday morning. Ron Wotus comes up next right here on the Sports Leader.